Hello, everyone. This is Victoria Barella here at ISC 2017 in Amsterdam. It is day two. If you are not a walking zombie by now, congrats to you. You probably need five more coffees to catch up with everyone else. It is day two. I am here with Tim Brooksbank, CEO of Calibre. Welcome.
Good morning, Victoria.
Good morning.
I think you're even brighter than me. you're holding up better. I am definitely a walking zombie this morning. I was saying before we got going, this is my seventh day here, and
seventh,
I've been up since
insane.
2 this morning. So I am really a walking zombie today, but I've got a big smile and I'm bright and cheery for
that
you especially.
Okay. Thank you so much. You could shake off your jitters or whatever else you need. I think the show floor opens at 9:30 every day.
I thought it was 9 today. Is it 9:30? It might be 9:30. Is it 9:30? Yesterday, did you notice they did the countdown to 10 o'clock to opening, and they counted down 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Show open at 9:57. So I think Mike Blackman was a little anxious to open the show.
So everyone swarmed in. There's a lot of people, foot traffic in the very first day, so that's awesome.
It's been good. It's been an interesting show. I think the traffic's come in waves. We've had periods when we've been really quite quiet and just playing our own games on the booth, and then we've had periods where we've been really busy. So overall it's good. Yeah.
Speaking of your booth, where can we find you?
Well, we're on 12N45, which is towards the rear of what is now called Hall 12. It used to be Hall 11. So most people who've been coming to ISC for many years will know it as Hall 11, but it's been renumbered as Hall 12.
I understand.
It's the one everyone knows has the gigantic LG booth.
Yeah, you really can't miss it.
You can't miss it. And you really can't miss our booth either, because we have on there, we have our retro video gaming contest.
Yeah, it's awesome. I was actually looking by, and are there any prizes you are giving away?
Yes, we are. The highest score of the show will win a 4K presentation scaler switcher of the user's choice from our range. So that is a value, depending on the model you pick, it's a value of up to about $6,200. So it's a half-decent prize. And we have two games. We have the old Breakout game, if anyone is old enough to remember that. I certainly am. And it's certainly a lot harder than I remember it being when I was a child. And we have Pinball, which I'm quite enjoying playing. I think the Pinball is going to be the winner. Pinball's the one to play if you want to go for the high score, because it seems to rack up the score quicker.
So tell us more about maybe some products you are very proud of this year.
Sure. So this year we are showing our HQ Ultra range of 4K presentation scaler switches and 4K LED scaler switches. And what's new for this show is that previously, the HQ Ultra range was a single processing channel. We've now added a second processing channel so that you can have a picture-in-picture. Now, this is quite important for LED applications in particular, because we've given you a picture-in-picture which isn't just a pop-up window, but is a window which you can size by pixel and line size, and you can position freely where you want it. Now, for LED, that's very important, particularly for things like college football and smaller sports stadium. Yeah, where often they want to put a background layer, which is maybe DVI or HDMI from a computer, and typically carries scoreboard information and also sponsor information as a ticker across the bottom.
Yep.
And then the video content is shown as a picture-in-picture window in that. So we're able to support that now with our HQ Ultra models. And in fact, not only is that available on models that people buy from now on, it's also available as a free upgrade for people who've already purchased one in the past year. They can go to our website and download an upgrade to the units they've got. It's just a software upgrade, so they don't have to pay more to get that functionality if they already own a unit.
Yeah, so they can pick that.
So this is available on all the professional grade units, which are the units with SDI and Genlock.
Gotcha. And I see that you've been using it at the Rio 2016 Olympics as well.
We were. That was probably the highest profile recent use of our products, our HQ Ultra products. The athletics courses at the Rio Olympics had a lot of screens which were provided by a very well-known Japanese company whose name I'm not allowed to mention, but if you saw the Olympics, you'll have seen their sponsor message across all the screens. And we provided them with all the LED scalers and processors for their screens at the Rio Olympics, I believe 84 in total, which is a lot of screens.
That's wonderful. Also, let us know maybe again where we can find you, because
yeah,
we would
certainly
like to see that.
Yeah, you can come see us again in Hall 12. That's the new Hall 12, used to be Hall 11, booth 12 N45. If you can't get to the show or you want some more technical information, you can go to our website, which is www.caliberuk.com. For all you Europeans out there, that's easy. For all you Americans, you've got to spell it the English way. That's our E.
Also, what are you expecting from ISC 2017?
Why am I at ISC 2017, apart from coming here to drink some Dutch beer and get really tired? I'm here to meet people that I know in the industry. Mm-hmm. I'm here to make new contacts. I think one of the most important things for us as a company at the show is we do a lot of OEM and own label business, where we make a lot of our product and technology actually goes into other people's products. Mm-hmm. So there's quite a lot of our technology on the show floor that isn't obviously Caliber technology because it's incorporated in other people's products.
Sure, can you give us an example of where we can find that?
Yeah, for some of them I'm not allowed to give examples of, but some I can. So a couple of examples where it's openly our product. For example, if you go to the Optoma booth, mm-hmm. Optoma have a range of 4K presentation scaler switches to go with their projectors, and those are manufactured by Caliber, and they are actually branded as Optoma powered by Caliber, so that's openly mm-hmm. Caliber. And also you can go to the Kramer booth, again, where you'll see the 4K presentation scaler switches, such as the Kramer VP796, 797, and 798, which, again, they're part of a partnership between Caliber and Kramer, whereby we provide the technology to Kramer for those products. So for me, I'm really here to meet those manufacturers who are my OEM customers, and ISE provides me a good forum where I can meet those manufacturers, I can show them what's new, and I can talk to them about what they need in the coming years.
That's perfect. Please stop by the booth. And the booth number was?
Booth number 12, N45.
Please come by, check out the products, maybe play some games. You can
absolutely
win prizes.
Come play some games. We have chocolate as well. Come
oh,
eat chocolate.
I always want to come by for the chocolate. It's
yeah,
awesome.
We have dark. We have really nice high cocoa dark mint chocolate. And then we've got this dark orange chocolate as well, which is really nice. And I keep eating, which I really shouldn't, but I've eaten far too much of it.
It's day two. You really need it. No worries. Well,
I'm supposed
you.
To be slimming. I can't eat chocolate, but I've given in this week.
That's totally fine. But thank you so much for coming. I hope you enjoy the rest of your 2017 ISE.
Thank you, Victoria. Thank you very much.